This is a CMAS podcast.
Hello and welcome to our podcast. My name is Paul Jackson and I'm a consultant here at CMAS, and with me here today I have Miss Rosita Hall. Hi, Rosita.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing better than good.
Fantastic.
Rosita was the keynote and closing speaker for this year's conference, and she gave us a very powerful message on change. And I think what really resonated with me, Rosita, was the message that change is bound to happen in our lives, whether we want it or not, right? And so the question really was, are we ready for change? And I know that you gave some great strategies and on embracing change, and you so graciously shared with us on some of your own life experiences on change. So, Rosita, I want to thank you for taking the time and joining us today.
Wonderful. I'm happy to be here, Paul. Absolutely thrilled to be here.
I'd like to start off by saying that all you said at the conference, and you said so much about change, and you connected so strongly with the audience. You know, I really wanted to take the opportunity today and have you share that message with a lot of the audience, especially the ones that didn't quite make it to the conference. And I know that they will get some valuable information. On the information that you shared, you know, it's been 4 months since the conference, and today we wanted to really take the time to catch up with you while doing this podcast. And you can talk a little bit about what change meant at the conference to the audience that we had, and maybe you can give us 3 to 5 highlights on what people understood and took away from the conference.
Absolutely, Paul, and I have to say first and foremost that it was a fabulous audience that day, and I really appreciated being a part of that conference. And what I'm hoping that individuals took away from the conference that day was first and foremost that change is all that there is. Anything that's not changing is dying. In fact, change is the only constant that even exists. And I want people to, I hope that people have taken away the fact that change presents us with some challenges. However, it also equally presents us with some amazing opportunities. And I hope that individuals took that message away first and foremost. And then the second message that I know people took away, because I had so many conversations with people about it throughout the day, and that was the piece around how change will challenge our identity. It's so important that people understand their authentic truth. And I started out wearing the mask and got great feedback on that, because individuals came up to me afterwards and said, you gave me permission to be myself. You made me feel valued. You made me feel as though in the middle of all this chaos that I was still important, that I still had some amazing skills and talents and abilities. And because of that, I can navigate through the change. So for me, that was very, very impactful. And I know that people took that piece of it away, because what initially happens during change is that fear sets in. And then people sort of shut themselves down, and they're listening to all these different messages that are going on. And I really encourage people to go within, look at yourself, understand your values. Attached to your authentic truth is your giftedness and all the talent that you have and your value system. So if we can stay connected to that in the midst of change, you will realize that you have what it takes to get through. So owning our authentic truth and being aware that a change will challenge that is a key piece to dealing with change. The third thing, Paul, was that I really emphasized, and I hope that people took away, was that whenever we have any kind of change, change will put you in a state of transition, and there's two sides to transition. The first piece being sort of the rational side of change, where we're talking about the policies and the processes and the systems and the structures that are changing. But then there's also the emotional side of change, and I emphasize that a lot during the presentation because I think that piece is missed sometimes. And what that means is it's the psychological transformation that people go through as a result of any kind of change happening, and especially in the workplace. And I really talked about the fact that people are not only going through changes in terms of emotions at work, but sometimes there's things happening on the outside as well. So that can be a huge piece. So I focused a lot, if you remember, on that piece around our emotional response, what's our attitude, what's our mindset, how are we showing up each day for work, and the huge piece was around how are we taking care of ourselves in the midst of this, because change can be very, very tough. Change can cause us to sometimes feel less than, And one of the messages, again, that I kept getting from the participants as I walked around is that this really helped me to feel value. It really made me feel that I was appreciated, that the focus was on them. The focus was really around what are you doing to take care of yourself during this change, and also around the fact that you are more than conquerors. You can do this. You can get through this. And it really made people feel really good about what they were doing. And then the other piece that I really emphasized, and I think that was a huge piece of all of it, was around the fact that we have two choices when it comes to change. We can get on the change train or we can get on the fuss bus. And the change train, of course, is just filled with opportunities, filled with resources, filled with knowledge, and then we can be on that fuss bus. And that's usually, you know, and I don't think there was anybody that day on that fuss bus, but I needed to bring it to people's attention so that they don't go on that fuss bus. And that's usually people who are still whining and complaining, and what about me, and I don't think I can do it, and I don't think I have the resources. So the message, to kind of recap, was that I really wanted people to take home the message that change is all that there is, that, you know, they are responsible, that change management starts with self-management, and I really left them with, I believe, some incredible tips on how to get through and sail along on that change train and not to be on that awful fuss bus.
Wonderful. You know, what I enjoyed and what I heard, after the conference was that term that you keep using, you know, your authentic self, you know, staying in tune with that. I think it is so important, and it resonated with so many people. They stuck on that word. And, you know, with change coming with the CNC, you know, I was wondering, you know, with times changing, obviously, with the CNC coming, and there's some challenges that's going to come with that and opportunities. Do you have any strategies that they may look to or follow when they're looking at change that's coming?
I think to just remember, you mentioned the authentic truth, to every single day remind themselves that they have the strength, that they have the value, that they have the skills. You got to dig deep inside. Sometimes we have a tendency to look outside for the answers, and a lot of times the answers are within us. And one of the things that change does is it calls forth, because we're asking people to do things differently, so we're used to using a certain level or a certain set of skills. But when change comes, we feel this threat, because when we go, oh my goodness, this is what I've always done, now you're asking me to do something different, and do I have those skills? And my answer is, yes, you do. We got to dig deep for them. We have to try these things. Fear will keep us stagnated, and the status quo will keep us stagnated. And that's the two forces that work against change. And because we want the change to happen, and it will happen, but we want people to be healthy in the midst of this change and to respond in a positive way. So in terms of strategies, the number one is to recognize that you have the skills and the abilities and the talents that are necessary to work with what is rather than with what used to be. And also to connect with other people who want to give you support. I think my hat goes off to CMAS for even putting on this conference, because I think that in itself said, we want to support you, we want to encourage you, we want you to connect, we want you to lift each other up and support each other. And during times of change, you must be connected with other people and to resources that are available to you.
Wonderful. You know, after the conference, I had so many of the caregivers say to me, I hope that she saw that we were on the change train. And so I'm wondering, what was your sense of the crowd when you were there? What did you get from them?
Oh, wow. It was absolutely amazing. Thinking about it right now just brings me this great joy. Really, it does, because I kept hearing people say, thank you. Thank you for the energy. That was one thing. Thank you that this conference was just for us and made us feel important and made us feel valued. Again, that whole piece around the authentic truth, like, thank you for saying that it was okay for me to show up just being who I am every single day. And most people, I would say everybody that I talked to said, hey, I'm on the change train. I'm not on that fuss bus. I'm on the change train. And I think one of the other messages that I kept hearing is that we were getting a little tired. And today when we came here, we were rejuvenated again, and we got to connect with other people, and we felt good again, and we felt alive again. And that's that whole self-care piece again, that people really need to feel valued, and people need to know that it's okay to take care of yourself, and it's okay to operate from an authentic space. So people were just feeling validated and sensed that they worked really hard. They had this, I sense that they worked really hard, had this great passion for what they were doing, really committed to the children. But that day just validated everything that they did and said, hey, guys, you are so important and so valued and so needed to make this possible. And that was just a great feeling.
Wonderful. Well, Rosita, it looks like we're coming to the end of the podcast, but I do know that you have a book that's available called I Have the Answer. And I know there's some great valuable tips in there and some great information regarding change. So I'm wondering, can you tell us a bit about the book so that our audience can get their hands on one and where they can get their hands on one?
Yeah, absolutely. The book is just shares some strategies for dealing with the realities of life, both on and off the job. And I share a lot of my personal anecdotes. And there is a chapter, as you said, Paul, on change, and it covers the change train and the four steps around how to stay on the change train and to move forward in the midst of so many challenges. It can be found on my website, which is www.rositahall.com, if people are interested in a hard copy. Also, Essence Publishing has a hard copy of my book. And for those who are e-readers, it can be found on Amazon.ca.
Wonderful. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Rosita, for your time today. I feel as though I feel a change coming on. I don't know what it is yet, but I know I'm going to do something different today. Thank you so much, Rosita. And again, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. It's been my privilege and pleasure.
You've been listening to a CMAS podcast.